Okay, the next case for argument is 25-1083, Spacetime v. Apple. So, Mr. Fitzsimmons, you're up first.
Thank you, Your Honor. Well, thank you, Your Honor. Again, Todd Fitzsimmons here on behalf of this time the appellant, Spacetime. We are dealing with two patents in this appeal. The 654 are the last three numbers in the 868. Those two patents are continuations of the 048 that we just talked about in the first appeal case. They have the exact same specification. So as you might expect, they have very similar claim language. Where the 048 was dealing with web pages, right? We just got done talking about opening web pages and capturing image. This language in here is, we could say, broader. It refers to applications. Applications, right? Could be a Word document, could be your text messenger, cell phone, could be a web browser. Anyway, goes into applications. I'd like to point the court's attention, and again, I'm using in my blue brief, which is the opening brief in this case, I'm using the same designations again for claim one that was used by the board. Are we ready? Yes, Your Honor. Thank you. I was going to look at claim one here for the 654. That one is sufficient. You can see here very similar kind of language in 1A. You receive inputs in 1B now. Instead of opening web pages, we are opening a plurality of applications in response to those inputs. It then goes on in 1B to identify generically, if you will, wherein each one of the applications is configured to lower Roman number one, generate an object, having application-specific data. The parties seem to be in agreement that the object is like the window and the application-specific data is the content within the window. Displaying the object on a display device and allowing said user to modify at least a portion of said application-specific data by interacting with the object. Right. So you, whatever if it's a web browser, you're interacting with, if it's a Word document, window, you would, text editing or whatnot, you would interact with that in order to modify the data within your brief or whatever you were working on. Anyway, we go down into 1C, similar to the last patent where we're displaying, in the 3D space. And that's where we get to 1C1, which has similar language that we saw, in the 048 patent. Here we are generating a plurality of images. And if we get down a little bit, it says, wherein said first image is an image of at least a portion of a first object generated by said first application and having first application specific data. It then goes through second image and third image and does the same thing. This is the first instance where we see first object and first application specific data, which is the content. If we go to D2, we've got the steps in between there are very similar. It talks about what you can do in that 3D space when you're looking at those images. But 1D2 is the same or similar replacing step. You're replacing the images, and in this case, it depends on which one you're clicking on. So it's one of said first, second, and third objects. So we captured an image from a first object, and now if we click on the first image, we replace it with said object. Clearly, again, reinforcing the fact of basically the construction that was given in the 048 on claim one, which is that which is replacing the image is what the image was captured from. Again, going back to claim.
Let's start talking about what the board did.
That's great, Your Honor. If I could just mention one more step after that, because what happens after that in 1D, D3 is you then interact on said object, and in 1D4, to modify said application-specific data. So it's not just replacing it with said object, but it's so that you can interact with it to modify said app, right? So same content too. Now, yes, we argued this throughout our brief and our response.
You don't want to talk about the issues here, but you just ran through one, which was the reason the board, we want to start with D2, the issue is whether or not it requires that it have the same contents, and the board said no.
No, that's not true. The board ignored our argument, never even construed this claim in this particular patent. We actually argued D2, D3, and D4 together. We pointed out that the image was generated from a first object having first application-specific data, and then we talked about D2, 3, and 4, where you replace it with said first object, for example, having said first application data to modify it, to interact with it, to modify it. We made that argument throughout our patent owner response. In the reply, petitioner had a single paragraph that said that response, that construction is incorrect, and therefore we don't even need to address it. There was no argument as to whether if that construction was correct, whether the prior art taught that feature, and that's because the prior art does not teach that feature. The board did not address this issue at all. The board, for 1D2, had a discussion on whether an image and an object, the similarities and distinctions. The board had a discussion on a object in a 2D space, what that constitutes and what's necessary for that. Those are both issues that we took issue with in our appeal on claim construction. But our primary concern and our primary distinction over the prior art was we were dealing with the same thing. What you replace the image with is the version of the application, the object with application-specific data, from what you captured the image from. It stays the same. It's the mirror.
That's the same issue as the 048 that we
exactly.
just discussed.
Exactly. And you're
saying that 1D2 should be construed the way claims 1 through 13 in the first appeal in the 048 were. Is that right?
Claim and the way we would argue claim 14 would be
I understand
now
that.
This does take it one
but,
step
but, for, yeah I think you just said to us the board ignored all of that.
The board never construed our argument.
It didn't construe, but didn't it expressly compare the claims here to the claims in the 048 and here, say that they're like 14 to 18 and they're not like 1 to 13?
What the board stated, this is on Appendix 57, and this is the only thing they said with respect to this feature. It says, petitioner's mapping meets the claim language of the replacing limitation in that the limitation requires only replacing images within said 3D immersive space with objects corresponding to applications in 2D space. It does not address our argument. We allocated pages and pages, 10 or so pages, an entire section to this concept of mirroring of what you capture an image from.
If we reject your construction here.
I'm sorry?
If we reject your construction, then why does that matter?
If you reject our construction, as well, it'd be the same as, well, first of all, we asked for a construction. The petitioner said that the construction was wrong. Obviously, the claim, your precedent is that if there's a disagreement as to the construction, the claims should be construed. So the claims were never construed. If the board or your court was to disagree with our construction and say that no, it doesn't require said object or said application-specific data, then I guess the decision with respect to that feature would stand with respect to what the board found with respect to what the prior art does teach. If it can be any object having any data, then I guess that particular feature would be met. But that would then bring us to our other issues that we raised on appeal as well in D2, limitation D2, which has to do with the board. Tried to look to the specification to see an example and basically used the specification to rewrite the claim language and said that a 2D version of a web browser or that a window or what a 2D version of an object would constitute an object in a 2D space. I'm just saying it was a mischaracterization of the specification, and it was also even if that was a proper characterization.
Is it your contention that images and objects are completely mutually exclusive in this patent?
Well, they certainly are in the claim language. And in the claim language, it provides different functionality.
Doesn't the specification contemplate some overlap between
It does not. Well, I mean, it depends on what you say overlap. Of course, one can always whittle something down to some overlap. Is there such a thing as interacting with both? Sure there is. What does the claim say? The claim says that if you interact with an image, it gets replaced with the object, the application. If you interact with the application, you modify the data. Well, if we go to the specification on column 21, we can see that if we click in that 3D GUI, we can bring up the version that was hidden. So
the patent,
there is a level of interaction, but there
right,
is
the
no interaction.
Excuse me. Hold on. The patent contemplates interaction with both images and objects, correct?
It does.
So that seems to be at least some overlap. They're not mutually exclusive on that characteristic.
I would agree with you. It's what the interaction does. And what was being pointed to during the IPR was there's language in the specification that says that the images can function the same way as the objects. And right there you say, oh, well, then it sounds like they have the same functionality, and that's exactly what the board said, even though the claims say they have different functionalities. What that passage meant in the specification, if you look at the second or third time it's used, they reference figure three. And figure three is what we looked at before, where, yes, you can go down and interact with the image, but the image can't do anything. It's just a picture. So it passes the interaction off to the off-screen version, which then has to, you know, act upon it based upon what the application, what the user input is on the application.
Before your time runs out, I don't think you've covered C2.
I'm sorry?
Have you covered C2?
C2? No, I have not yet. Sure, let's switch to that. It was the order in which the images are displayed in 3D space. And, you know, the way that it was written, I guess, you know, could be left open to a little bit of interpretation. C2 describes the order being based on a last time that said user one of, and then it goes into Roman numerals 1, 2, and 3, opened said first application and interacted with said first application. It was our contention that one of opened said first application and interacted with said first object is basically converts the and into an or. One of A and B is A or B. I mean, you could say it both ways. So what we have here is a last time that you A or B for the first, a last time that you A or B for the second, and so forth.
Well, how do we get? You made a pretty big leap. You recognize two words are different, and an or.
Yep.
And then we're just leaping to or, contrary to the claim language.
I apologize, Your Honor. I think we could follow the super guide case, and you could take the language and move it inside the brackets of 1, 2, and 3, and you could have one of opened and interacted. You wouldn't have one of opened and one of interacted. That would lead to an absurd result, and there are cases that you guys that the Federal Circuit has decided that has modified super guide slightly when the result would lead to an absurdity. But you would have one of A and B. That's fine. You could leave it and.
I'm sorry. I'm getting confused. You're talking about A and B. It's not A and B.
So let's take the first Roman numeral.
Okay.
Which is generate an object have, I'm sorry, which is open said first application and interacted with said first object. You could move one of inside that bracket. It could be one of open said first application and interacted with said first object. I'm just saying you could shorten that. One of this and this is the same as saying A or B.
But your position, I understood, was you need to determine the last time there was an opening and you have to determine the last time there was an interaction, correct?
Correct. Because if you move it inside and it's one of opening or and interacting, one of opening and interacting, the language that precedes that is a last time. So if you might open something and not interact with it. You might open it and subsequently interact with it.
It seems like the opposite of what you're arguing for. If I need to determine one of the last time I opened or interacted, why isn't it enough just to figure out when I last opened?
Because it's a last thing that you did, a last time. If you open, when we went through and actually in our briefing presented examples from the specification, there's in figure 13A, they open three applications and they're opened and arranged in the order in which they're displayed in the order in which they were opened. Then the one in the background was interacted with and it moves to the front. So it depends on the last thing that happened for that application.
So you're actually reading the claims so narrowly that the system to practice them has to determine the last time of an opening, determine the last time of an interaction, and then compare those and determine which one happened first, correct?
Well, the claim language is
That's a very narrow reading of the scope of your claims.
Well,
But that is your reading, right?
It is our reading, and the order that's in that limitation has something in the foreground, something behind it, and something behind it.
You're almost done. We'll restore some rebuttal time, but let's hear from the other side.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Good morning, Your Honor, and may it please the Court. I'd like to start with the ordering step, which is where we just last left off. Now, at page 51 of the joint appendix, the Board made clear that even under space-time's interpretation of this ordering step, that the prior art combination...
That was all really confusing to me. I mean, leading me to conclude that maybe we should just stick with the and not being meaning or, because there seem to be several ways, even if you use the word or, you could interpret it. And so the Board took one of the meanings, but that really wasn't embracing your friend's meaning of or. So it all got very confused to me. But am I right about that? That the Board did accept an or, but it wasn't precisely the or the way your friend is applying or.
No, I disagree, Your Honor. So on that page of the appendix, 51, the Board described the interpretation of this language as ordering the images based on either opening an application or interacting with an object. And that is the same argument that space-time is making here on appeal. And what the Board held was, even applying that interpretation, the prior art combination teaches that step. It relied on the disclosures of the Anthony reference that describes ordering windows that based on, for instance, a last date of edit. And it relied on the testimony of Dr. Fuchs, our expert, who explained, this is at page 1367 of the joint appendix at paragraph 104, where he explained that a person of ordinary skill in the art would have understood this disclosure in the Anthony reference to mean, at least in some circumstances, the last time a user both opened an application and interacted with an object. So this and-or distinction, even if it is an or, and it requires either, that is what the Board held. And space-time on appeal doesn't identify any error or make any substantive argument.
I have the same concern my colleague does as to whether or not the Board really truly applied what I understand to be a super narrow construction that they're arguing for. I think they're saying that in every instance to practice their claim, the system must determine the last time of opening and must determine the last time of interaction and must compare the two and figure out which came first. Did the Board clearly, or it doesn't have to be clear, but in your view, did the Board apply that narrow of a construction and tell us where the prior art disclosed that?
So, no, Your Honor. The Board did not apply that very, very narrow construction.
So the Board didn't, and I don't know if you need this argument, but you started with it. I'm not sure I can say we're affirming on the grounds that the Board actually said we're applying their narrow, arguably wrong construction.
That is because, in our view, Your Honor, space-time did not present that very narrow construction to the Board. The distinction it was making in front of the Board was that you replace the and with an or for each Roman numeral. And on appeal, I know that that is what our friend on the other side is articulating, is the construction now. But what the Board understood, as at least what was presented to it in space-time's reply brief on page 51 of the joint appendix, in our view, the Board understood at least what space-time was saying there. Now, as to the next issue that space-time has raised today about the question of whether the recited images can be the same thing as recited objects, the Board never held that they are the same thing. They held that it can be a window in a 3D version, which is an image, and the object can be a window in its 2D version. And so they correspond to each other, but they are different. And but the Board correctly held at page 65 of the joint appendix that the specification can indeed, that the specification explains that the images and objects can have the same functionality. And it relied on, for example, page 216 of the joint appendix. This is column 5, lines 37 to 47 of the 654 patent specification, where it describes that when the 2D graphics are displayed in a 3D space, the functionality is fully retained. And space-time makes no argument here as to why that was an error by the Board. And now I'd like to turn to the last issue about set object and that what that phrase means. To begin, space-time never raised that argument to the Board, and I think that is underscored by the number of citations to its patent owner response that it cited in its gray brief on appeal at pages 4 to 6. when we look to those various references, maybe 10 or more citations to the patent donor response, there is no articulation of the very narrow limitation that SpaceTime is asking for on appeal. And it didn't even use the same language in each of those references. But even if the argument was not forfeited, there is just no basis in the claim language or the specification for narrowing the said object to a very specific state and a point in time. There's just no support for that.
Going back to 1C2, how, if we have to decide the correct instruction here, how could the system figure out the last of opening and interacting without determining both of those things?
It's not described in the specification, Your Honor, but I suppose it could be, for example, the last time that the application was opened, and which I know isn't always required for there to be an interaction with the corresponding object. But it could, for in that instance where the application is already opened, then determine whether the object or the window has been interacted with. I don't know if that is answering your Honor's question.
Yes, thank you.
Just
one last one. I apologize. Am I right, or is it maybe a false memory that the board said something about the 048 construction, the issue your colleague argued on 1 through 13 versus 14 through 18 first rendered web page, and the comparison to the 1D2 here? Did that happen, or did I make that up?
Your memory is correct, Your Honor, but we would disagree that that is an apples-to-apples comparison. The language in the 048 appeal is the rendered web page, which is different from a very straightforward use of the antecedent basis said object in this appeal.
Okay, but to the extent there's an argument that the board ignored SpaceTime's claim construction position with respect to 1D2. Do you rely at all on what the board said about the 048 in the IPR that we're currently discussing?
No, Your Honor. Not for purposes of this appeal.
Okay, thank you.
Unless the court has any more questions.
Just because you started with C2 and pressed so aggressively the use of or, if we agree with the board that and means and not or, then you prevail on that reading, right?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
We'll restore 1 minute of rebuttal, or 2 minutes of rebuttal.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
Sure. Just touching there on the primary issue, which we said that the board ignored, which was our arguments that what is getting replaced is let's take the first image with said first object, which can then be interacted with to modify said application-specific data. The board failed to give any value to that antecedent basis that's in there that identifies that it is the exact same application having the exact same content. Saying that we didn't argue it in our response is ludicrous. I'll just point you to one section right here that spends two pages going through it word by word, which is Appendix 642 to 643, which starts off by saying the way that you get into the images is by appreciate that the image that is displayed in 3D space is not just an image of the application, but an image of its associated object and application-specific data. That way, when the user is scrolling through the images in 3D space, the user can see both the open application and where they last left off. Then switching to the replacing, when you go back the other way, the interaction with an image does not result in the corresponding application being opened, but displaying the previously highlighted opened version of the application, including application-specific data, so that the user can resume where they last left off. To this end, Claim 1 provides replacing the plurality of images with one of said first, and then interacting with said to modify said application. I'm just saying, look at, just by example, Appendix 64 or 642 to 643. And Your Honor, it was your memory. I apologize. There was zero citation in this final written decision, citing back to the final written decision of the 048. And, in fact, they were authored by two different judges at two different times. And that might have been some disparity between the two. In fact, we filed a petition for our director's review pointing out the inconsistency, but it was summarily denied.
Okay.
That's it, Your Honor, unless you have any further questions.
No, thank you. We thank both sides. The case is submitted.